The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus declared, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to God in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Making a promise is easy. Keeping it's the hard part. Isn't that true? When I was a child, I'd sometimes make a promise that I had no intention of keeping. But as kids, we did something that seemed to make that okay, at least by kids' standards. We'd put one hand behind our back and cross our fingers, thereby making the promise null and void. Did you do that as well? Let's be honest. Now, admit it. Okay, I'm seeing some hands. Why we did that, I have no idea. But that promise that we sort of made was broken, oftentimes. And then you could say, well, it didn't count because my fingers were crossed. So my question for us today is, how do you know when a promise will be kept? The answer is you don't, right? We don't know. Because from a very early age, we experience more than a few broken promises. It's not that all promises will be broken. In fact, most of the time, I think the promise maker has every intention of keeping the promise that they've made, but they simply can't. We've all known times when we've been looking forward to something for a long, long time, and then at the last minute, suddenly the plans change. The event's canceled, or a conflict comes up that can't be avoided. And so we experience what we feel is a letdown, a disappointment. We've all known that feeling. And if it happens over and over and over again, we may even experience disillusionment. We might begin to distrust others and their promises in order to protect ourselves. I suspect that's why many a heart becomes hardened. Perhaps there were simply far too many broken promises along the way. Now, this is sounding like a downer of a sermon, even to my ears. I mean, here we are this morning, and we're about to hear Peyton make some pretty big promises. And not just Peyton, but the promises she will make are a reminder to the rest of us of our own promises. You see, in our tradition as Lutherans, wise people that we are, we choose about age 14 to ask these really important questions in young people's lives. And who knows why that particular age, but many of us are invited to affirm our faith at various times throughout the church year and on various occasions of the church year. And we're asked to answer that very same question that I will address to Peyton in just a few moments. And that is, do you intend to live in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism? And that's not the end of the question. The question then has five parts. Do you intend to live among God's faithful people? To hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper? to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed. To serve all people, following the example of Jesus. And if that's not enough, to strive for peace and justice in all the earth. That's a mighty big promise. But this isn't merely a question we ask teenagers on their confirmation day. This is a question asked of all the baptized. So you're not alone, Peyton. Do you, people of God, do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism? If so, please respond, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. I'm waiting. Thank you. Or, as I like to say, thank you, Jesus. Saying I do is an affirmation of the covenant, that is, the promise that God has made to each one of us in the very waters of holy baptism, where God named and claimed us as beloved children, making us heirs with Christ of the gift of salvation and of God's unconditional love, mercy, grace, and forgiveness that is continually being poured out upon us. And saying, I ask God to help and guide me, is an acknowledgement, a confession, that we can't keep this promise without God's help, without the Holy Spirit's help. This gathered community, whether we're in person or worshiping from home, all of us are continuously being invited to answer yes to God's yes. And like Peyton, we would do well by responding as we just did. I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. Yes, I do intend to live in the covenant God made with me in holy baptism. And yes, I will do that by being part of a faith community and by living into the fullness of life, the life God desires for each one of us. For you and for me and for all of creation, for that matter. We engage in community, not just for our own sake, but for the sake of the other. And we gather in worship to hear God's word and to share in the Lord's Supper so that we're empowered by God's Spirit to go out into the world and let our lights shine. To let our light shine through our words and our actions, through our serving, and by striving for justice and peace. In other words, by living into God's vision, God's desire, God's heart for this world God so loves. And frankly, God already knows that we aren't very good at keeping our promises, but God is. God is good at keeping God's promises. There are never crossed fingers behind God's back. Instead, God in Jesus Christ made the journey all the way to the cross. And on that cross, God conquered death. By dying and rising once for all. This is God's promise, and this is a promise that cannot and will not be broken. So today, as we gather here in worship, and we gather with the intention of celebrating these bright, gifted young people, Peyton on her confirmation day, along with three of our young people who have just now graduated from high school, Clara, Josie, and Gabby. I'm reminded that in their young lives, they have already known far too many broken promises. And yet I am also confident that God has great plans in store for them, each one of them, and for the rest of us too. I am confident that they will continue to let their lights shine, each one of them in their own way, just as each one of us in our own way lets our lights shine. So finally, remember this. You, that is all of us, you belong to Christ, and we are heirs according to the promise of the one who promises you can be sure are true and trustworthy. Cross my heart, not my fingers. Amen.